Hi, this is Jessica Martinko with Martinko Consulting, and I have a special guest here today for our podcast. It is Marty Vondrell with Vondrell Consulting, and I'm going to let him introduce himself and let him know his past and what he does.
Well, hello, Jessica. It's good to see you and be here today. I run Vondrell Leadership. It's a coaching and consulting firm I've been running for 10 years. I as an EOS implementer, so basically it's evolved over the years, so I won't go into all the gory details of my history, but I was in the corporate world for many years and became a senior VP of HR for a multi-billion dollar multinational. And when I did that, I kind of got promoted out of what I enjoyed doing the most. So I got back to my entrepreneurial roots. I started a business and built that into 110 employees over 2 years. And afterwards, realized I had learned what I really wanted to do, which was help entrepreneurial leadership teams develop and do that in small business, where I can have a bigger impact. So I've been doing that ever since. Built my own set of tools and systems to help them develop and grow. But after a number of years, I found EOS. And EOS is the entrepreneurial operating system developed by Gino Wickman based on the book Traction. And it is a tool that I really love helping entrepreneurial leadership teams and business owners get what they want from their businesses. So that's primarily where my focus is now, developing leadership teams and getting them what they want from their businesses. So that's pretty much what we do. EOS, is a really powerful system for how to develop an organization to manage the people energy. So it's exciting and fun. There's always something new.
Sure. So you're working with different types of people, owners, executives. In different types of industries, what would be the, top three problems that you help your clients with?
So the top three are what we call vision, traction, and healthy. So we help businesses experience vision, traction, and healthy. And by that, I mean we help them with a complete set of proven tools and processes that help that leadership team get vision, which is getting that leadership team 100% on the same page with where they're going and how they're going to get there. Traction, meaning helping them become more disciplined and accountable and executing on every part of that vision, becoming masters of execution. And then healthy, meaning helping them become more healthy, functional, cohesive, open, and honest leadership team, because most of the time they're just not. And so, as goes the leadership team, so goes the rest of the organization. We get to the point where the entire organization is more disciplined and accountable in executing on the vision that they've created, and gaining consistent traction day in and day out, and becoming a healthy, functional, cohesive organization of people that are enjoy what they do. And when you get that, it's a such a different space to be than what we usually find in entrepreneurial leadership teams or owners of a businesses, especially small to mid-sized businesses, which is where I focus.
Okay. So you're making them work together better. What have you noticed are the top skills that successful owners and execs have?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on, for me, it becomes the ability to get the right people in the right seats, all this different components that we teach in EOS. So EOS is, sometimes I describe it a little bit like trying to describe an elephant to a blind person. We've all heard that kind of joke or whatever, but it's so true when we're talking about EOS, because most business owners and leadership teams are dealing with 136 things at once, trying to figure out how to solve issues, how to make things happen. And we help them by giving them the six key components of their business. When they focus on these six key components, when they filter everything through these six key components, then they really start to see clearly about how they get things done and how they can solve problems at the root. So that's what we teach, because if you just continually solve the same problems over and over and over again, you don't feel like you get anywhere. You don't get anywhere, and you're not nearly as successful. But if you do understand that you can filter it through these six key components, then it just makes everything simpler. And that's one of the key leadership abilities that make a successful, a successful leaders is simplifying it for their followers, simplifying what they need from their people so that their people know what's expected of them.
So we all know that, you know, change is inevitable. Mm-hmm. What obstacles have surfaced in the last couple of years besides COVID?
Yeah, I mean, COVID's obviously a big one, but again, so as we like to say, COVID is just another issue. If you know how to deal with issues and you've got a good structure for that built into your business, then it's not any different than any other issue. It might be a really big issue or an opportunity, depending on your industry. Some businesses have been wiped out by COVID or really hurt badly by COVID. There are other industries and other businesses that are thriving because of COVID. So it's just an issue, and you have to figure out as a leadership team and as a business owner, how you can engage your leadership team, how you can bring them into the fold so that you're all aligning and working in the same direction, so that whether it's COVID or any other issue that comes up on a weekly or daily basis, you have a process in place for how you're going to solve that as a leadership team. And that's what EOS does. And that's what I've taught for my whole career in terms of coaching and developing entrepreneurial leadership teams. What is the structure you're going to use? You don't always have to use EOS or any specific structure, but you got to have a structure. And the better that structure is, the more refined it is, the better everybody understands it and abides by it and engages in it, the more effective you're going to be as a leadership team and as a business, because you're all on the same page with where you're going.
That makes a lot of sense. So we all know, you know, business owners tend to do things their way. So what about some success stories where your clients actually listened and then implemented something you suggested and it worked?
Yeah. Good question. I mean, that's the key to a successful implementation of EOS is a business owner that's vulnerable enough to realize they don't have all the answers and they're not perfect at everything. And so what EOS does, or any good structure, again, and I could pick any of the structures, any of the key accountabilities of the things that they have to do, they just have to admit that they're going to abide by the same system that they've implemented for everybody. Now, their roles and responsibilities as the founder and what sometimes we call the visionary in EOS, it depends on if there's a visionary or not, but that's another segment, I guess. It's is whether they can help their leadership team by being vulnerable enough to, again, admit that they're wrong, say they're sorry when they're sorry. Patrick Lencioni talks a lot about this in his book, The Advantage, where we've got to get real about that the people on the leadership team are your most valuable asset, assuming you leverage them. Because if you don't know how to do that, then you're fighting your people all the time. And you get the people issues, which is the one of the biggest challenges most small to mid-sized businesses have, is their people issues, not understanding how to engage their people and leverage their people so that their people enjoy it and the business success comes from that. If you don't do that, you're going to be fighting an uphill battle all the time, and you're going to be doing a three-ring circus in the middle where you're trying to do everything and control everything. And with a system or a structure, you get more control of your business, even though you're not always the one hands-on doing everything. So when you talked about the three biggest challenges, I mean, we see five big challenges in EOS that engaging leaders follow. Things like getting the people right, getting the profit right. There's never enough profit and you're frustrated. Getting control of your business. feeling like you're always hitting not always hitting a ceiling, but you hit ceilings, like you're moving along, you're doing really well. And then you come to a point where all of a sudden things start to fall apart or they don't work as well. Either you've grown through that stage of growth and you need to enter the next stage of growth, or you have to figure out what it is that broke down that's not working now. And if you don't have a system for analyzing that, looking at it and fixing it, it's a real struggle. And it's such a pain that you're constantly frustrated. And, you know, what kind of life is that for an entrepreneur? We know so many, I'm sure you know them, Jessica, too, that built this business, founded a business, and they work way too many hours. They're too involved in it, and they don't know how to remove themselves from the business and let the business run itself because they don't have a structure in place. And not to beat the dead horse of EOS, but that's what EOS or any good business structure will do for you as a business owner.
So right now with, you know, the COVID that we've been going through, tell me, I don't know, what are your most interesting clients you've had lately? And maybe how the structure has worked for them that could have, you know, saved them or.
Well, the key to EOS and any good structure is how do you implement it? So whether it's, you know, some people think EOS when I talk about it is a software, and it's not. It's about how we do things, but it's just like software in the sense that you have to implement it. So we have a proven process for how we implement EOS. And so it does work the same way for every client. And our goal, my goal, is to 10X your profit within 3 years. So if we know what your profit is, and in the process, everything, again, getting more control and everything working better, more seamless in terms of how you're doing it. So there's that dual side of that that's happening. But the examples are things like, first of all, getting the leadership team fully aligned on a vision. So if I sit down, and as I do with almost all my leadership team, with all my leadership teams at the beginning, and we talk about the vision for the organization, we call that a vision traction organizer. And I'm happy to share that, or you can get it at eosworldwide.com. In those 8 questions, get total alignment on that from that leadership team. So if I was to sit around with the leadership team at the beginning, as I do, and say, what is your vision for the organization? And I ask each person on the leadership team separately, they're all going to have slightly different views on what success means for that organization. So the first key component is getting them aligned, getting them all to say the same thing. And that's some, you know, there's some facilitation in that and making sure everybody on the leadership team buys into it, or they're not a good fit for the business. And that's good to find out as well. But we got to get some alignment there. We've got to understand what the people issues are and how we're going to solve those. The data component is a third key component. And the data component is about boiling your business down to good, hard, solid data. I know at Martinka Consulting, you guys buy and help companies buy and sell businesses. You're going to look at the data. That's what's important. And that's why we know when someone's running on EOS or their own operating system, they are more valuable as a company because they can point to the exact things, the exact data components that tell them, is the company running and operating at a good level, or where does it need to improve and grow, versus running on egos and opinions and subjective data that many business owners just kind of fly by the seat of their pants, and they're just intuitive. Their intuitive nature is strong, but without data, it's so much harder to be very good at it. And so those are the top 3 things that we see in the key elements of the EOS process that they need to leverage, and that when they do, they will become more successful and they do reach that profit margin we're looking for.
Oh, that sounds really interesting. I'm sure you help a lot of business owners out there. Marty, I'd really like to thank you for coming on and explaining EOS and what you do. And you let us know, are your contact information, how to get a hold of you if they want to talk about
it? Sure. You can go to VondrellLeadership.com would be one way. You can go to my LinkedIn, Marty Vondrell. My email address is marty@martyvondrell.com. But I'm on LinkedIn pretty actively, and I love to engage with owners. I'm also, I'll just say, developing an informal network of business owners that we, I connect owners to other owners that have issues and challenges. And so I know, and I'm sure you experience this, we talk to a lot of business owners that don't realize all the resources that are out there for them. And so one of my passions is to just connect them with resources. It's not about selling exactly what I do, but more about connecting them with other business owners and others that can support them and talk to them about some of their challenges. And that's very fruitful and fulfilling for me to help them just connect with people that might be able to help them do confront their challenges.
Oh, that sounds like a good resource for them. So I'd like to thank you again, and we will talk soon.
All right, Jessica. Thank you.
Thank you.